This is still church. What did you think? Those who filled out, what did you think of it? Okay. Were the results the same? What do you think they changed? Oh, very quickly. And the more we change, the more our talents are going to change. If you stop and think, how many people have you seen up in the choir and you're like, I did not know they could sing? Well, you can ask Brother Jim, I've just learned how to, and that somehow the sound booth does music, I don't know, but it works out. You know, it's pretty amazing how things play. Is that me, Mr. Gregor? Popping. Never mind. But it's amazing how it works out. What we're going to do, we're going to talk today about loving one another. And we're going to see how from those studies, how can we help and serve? The text we're going to go to is John chapter 13, verse 31 through 35. And it says, therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whether I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one to another. When you stop and you think, what is our concept of love? What is it? If you go ask some of the teenagers and you ask, it's that little feeling you get when you really have a crush on somebody. You know, it's that little ooey-gooey center of a chocolate chip cookie after it's been warmed up. That's their feel. How does that last over years? It doesn't. It goes away real quick, doesn't it? Once you finish eating that cookie and you get my size, yeah, you don't want no more ooey-gooey chocolate chip cookies. Now we want Slim Fast that are made out of cardboard. But you stop and think, it passes so much for a moment. Why does it change? You said you loved them. What happened? Feelings. You changed. It's a whole lot different when you really get to know somebody. They're not that same person who put on that show. It's different. When you stop and you think, there's how many different types the Greeks call love? How many different words? First, there's three. Why is there three? Why should there be any different? Why should there be any different degree of love? But why should it be different? Then you really don't love the cookie. Did you just like the cookie or did you love the cookie? Is it the love different or is it the like different? It poses a whole different question, you know. When you stop and you think, the first one they want to talk about is eros. That's physical love. Trust me, that changes. When Stacy first met me, I weighed 125 pounds in my football uniform. Now I'm about three of me. There's a lot of mass here to cover. But we change physically. Young ladies, you know, your face used to be tighter. You had long, beautiful, flowing hair. What happens when you get older? Most time ladies look better. When we get older, our hair decides to go somewhere else. Our teeth most time crawl in a jar and that's where they stay. It changes. The next is philo, which is brotherly love. I talked with a gentleman this week. I think the world of him. He's done a lot for me. And when we went to hang up the phone, I'm standing in the middle of Krispy Kreme. I go, I love you, man. Everybody goes, whoop. They had, and I think the world of this gentleman. I don't care what anyone thinks. To me, it was like I was down and out. I had a bad day, and he was there. And we could talk for hours. But that's different. We're on a whole different playing field. And the next form of love is what? Agape. I want you, real quick, to think about the most horrific thing someone has ever done to you in your life. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to visualize how it made you feel. The emotions. It could be that person cheated on you, lied to you, did you wrong. How hurt did it make you feel? You were so cross. It's taken you. You've remembered it from then all the way up till now. How dare them? Just want you to stew on that just a minute. Now, I want you to think where this text comes from in the Bible. The first couple of chapters talks about Jesus' ministry. The last seven talk about the last 24 hours of his life. He was in the garden when the soldiers come and took him. How afraid do you think he was? Or we would have been, not him. He knew it was coming. He was drug away. They carried him into a room. The Roman soldiers, they beat him with a cat of nine tails on his back. They stood him there, and the cat of nine tails, they would hit, and it tears in at first. It just gets the outer layer. But as you beat, it starts digging in the muscle. It starts really cutting and tearing. Over time, they've now tore it off, his garments. Everything's just mangled together. How painful do you think that was? We get a paper cut and we go apart. Here he had hunks of his flesh mixed with hunks of his garment. There was only so many lashes they could give him by law. Most people didn't even last that long. They died under this type of punishment. Now the Roman soldiers would stand around him and they had blindfolded him. And they would show him, here's my fist. And they would hit him. Who did it? If he couldn't say, then they would do it again. Who did it? Time and time again. Now they carried him. Now he's got the cross he has to carry. Just a few minutes ago, it was easy for you to remember who had crossed you, who had done you wrong. When you stopped and you thought about your Lord Jesus on that empty cross, how that cross meant so much to you, can you now tell me who made you mad? That is the kind of love. When you love your Savior, the love He had for us, everything bad goes away. We serve a risen Lord. Amen. He's not dead. Amen. Right now, at a funeral home, that should be the happiest time if they're saved. Amen. It should be a glory to see them going home. It should be a race. Who wants to get there first? Hang on. Let's go for the ride. But if we show brotherly love with each other, we're willing to share this with our friends, our family. I don't care who did you wrong. Make it a point today to say, hey, I'm not worried about it no more. I got enough junk in my trunk up here. I'm getting free of it. You can hate me if you want. Don't care. Here's your free punch. Hit me. I'll be willing to bet you'll find out it really weren't that big of a deal. And now what happens now, you can tell them about God and two of you can go to heaven. What's better than going to heaven? Taking someone else with you. When you stop and you think, our lives change. God's love has never changed. He knew at the beginning of the book, when He come down as a baby in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes, He knew He would go to that horrible place and these people would hurt Him. But He loved. What did He say on the cross? Forgive them, Father. We can't even forgive someone just crossing us. I don't care where it is, even in a marriage, no matter what happens. When you stop and you think, why did that marriage fail? Most of the time, you can go back to the very beginning where it started off wrong. You did it on your own. You were looking for eyes of the flesh. When I stop and think, when me and Miss Stacy met, we met on the playground in sixth grade. We were at a PTA school function, and do you know why we stayed together so long? She couldn't outrun me. That was her nickname growing up, was Slowpoke. And the way it was, as kids on the playground, we were playing tag, and I would always run tagger, and then we started noticing each other, but we were involved in church together. GAs, RAs. And as she grew up, our emotion changed. We started off in church. We started off talking. Some of our best dates were sitting on a fishing bank with her sisters and all of our friends and a box of chicken and just fishing. We couldn't afford to do anything else. That's how we began talking. This younger generation, they start off so many light years away. As I said earlier, the first 12 chapters of John's gospel, it was God or Jesus' earthly ministry. Wow, that's awesome. But the next seven just focus on His final 24 hours. Why are those 24 hours important? Why do you think they're important? Gives you a whole different aspect. We look, a lot of times as we're getting older in life, we think, you know, there's not a whole lot I can do. But guess what? There's a whole lot that we can do. Because as we're getting ready to go, how many other people can we carry with us? For those at home, so you can see the chart. So why do we sit here and go, there's not a whole lot I can do? I pick on Miss Maxie. It brightens my wife's day, my kids' day, to see just her in church, to hear her sing. How many days do you get up and, whew, it's rough today? But every time you see her, here she is. Holding that steady course. It changes. It gives the examples. The first, the Passover. What was the Passover?
Representing back in Egypt when they freed the
Okay? That's when God judged Egypt. Now, I got a question. Right now, our country is so worried about the coronavirus that we have to wear a mask. If you grew up during that time, I promise you, should anyone have to warn you seeing children die? And was it that expensive? What you had to do? No. Next, Jesus washed the disciples' feet. Why was this important? Service. What else?
Humility.
Humility. I can promise you, if I took off my shoes, the church would clear out. Could you imagine washing someone else's feet during that time period? Understanding what it meant. We can't even get young men to hold the door open for young ladies. But why not? Men, have we taught the younger generation that? I can remember growing up when I first started coming to this church. I can remember Nurse Don carrying a group of us down fishing. Because the way I remember, I was supposed to meet at their house, didn't know where they lived. I showed up at the wrong house, knocking on their door about 4 a.m. Yeah, it was very unique. But I can remember the time he invested when my son was little. I can remember Nurse Wade Reed when we went to Moyot and we went camping and the fishing trips there. Those were very valuable tools and lessons. Educate the younger ones. Yeah, it's a big generation gap. They want this thing that plays with their thumbs. But guess what? A lot of y'all, when y'all start talking, are very interesting. You're very knowledgeable on history. And if we don't hand it down, what will our country do? They're going to skew it. What better history to find out? How was World War II? How was the Vietnam time period? The Great Depression, what did it mean? What was the Great Depression? Can anyone tell me about it? All right, what crashed? Okay, the economy. We've had seen the stock market crash before. That's no big deal. How did it affect? And I'm being facetious, but you see, the more we get talking about it, it's just like the Bible. When you get talking more about the ark, you know, how much interesting were people when we had the speaker who was talking about the different things with the Ark of the Covenant. Really brings it to life. The Last Supper was instituted. What's important about the Last Supper? The bread and the wine. When you stop and you think about that, what do all three of those events bring together? And this is your first blank in your sheets I handed out. It's the proclamation of Christ. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You asked about the Great Depression.
Yes.
Several years ago, when I was married to you, and we started preparing for the old farm house. I found records from the early 1930s. In particular, 1934. Thank you.
But that's a big difference. But for someone of this young generation to see that, they can handle it. They can absorb. Because if we don't take an interest in our friends and all, it's just like yesterday. I spent almost all day with a gentleman. And we were trying to work on something. And he was just sitting there. He wanted to do so much, but he can't now. But the reason it was special, it was a friend of mine. It's someone that meant so much to me. It doesn't matter, it could have all broke, the world ended. It was a great day. How much more can we invest in our friends, our family? How did you feel when you're sick and you're down? And someone just comes over. How does it make you feel? Brightens your day, don't it? To know there's an anchor there holding. All you have to do is just sit there and talk. I'm good at that, by the way. But when you stop and you think, Jesus' death, how did that glorify? When you stop and you think in verse 33 of our text, Jesus tells the disciples, "Yet a little while I am with you." How often is just like, and I'll use my son for example, if he got married today and found his childhood sweetheart, it was meant by God for those two to be together, how long would their relationship last? 40 years? 50? In the grand scheme of life, how long is that? How many of y'all still remember your high school friends and talk with your high school friends? Very few hands, though, isn't it? What happened? You grew apart. You stopped talking. You stopped sharing things in common. Let's go to our marriages. Marriages that are breaking down. Why are they breaking down? What's happening? Lack of communication. Lack of talking. Selfishness. When we looked at those three earlier, did that not meet? Somebody won't give. Someone won't say they're sorry. For what? I mean, Miss Lyman's got kids in school already. Say you're sorry. I'm not. Go stand in the corner. Okay, I'll say I'm sorry. All you have to do is threaten that corner. You know, if everybody's house had a corner in it or a chalkboard or a paddle, life would be so much easier. I got a question. How many of us that still talk to our friends are open and honest? Hey, you shouldn't do that. That was a dumb idea, but I'm still your friend. There's a lot of them that told Stacy, run faster. You can get away from him. Just keep moving. And she wouldn't listen. When you stop and you think, when Jesus went to the cross, he knew how wicked we were. He knew some of the thoughts you got in your mind that you don't want no one to know about. But guess what? God knew every one of them. And he loved you so much. How easy could he have told those Roman soldiers that were beating him, "You're dead, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You can stay, you hit like a girl." You know, when you stop and you think, he didn't do that. He said, "I love all of y'all." But we can't forgive someone that just crosses us one time. Someone who bumps you in Walmart. What else does his death teach us? If I hit the right button, Nurse Bruce, it works. is his deity. What does deity mean? His godness? What else? Put it in redneck term. When I'm teaching concealed carry, we talk about imminent. What does imminent mean? Imminent means fixing to. So what does deity mean? His what? Identity. Who was God? Who was Jesus? John chapter 1, verse 12 and verse 14, it says, "But as many received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name." Verse 14, "And the word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." When you stop and you think, Jesus is the eternal word. How can you describe how God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, describe it to me? Can you do it? I got a question. As the article in here in this lesson teaches, there's some things I shouldn't know about God. I shouldn't be able to answer. Because if I can answer everything for God, guess what? I'm equal. All I need to know is he loves me. He cares for me. He's wrote it out in his word. It's hard for me to fathom. But it's also hard for me to fathom that God loves me, went through all that suffering for me and you. When you stop and you boil it down, what does it matter? If you can't recite it, there are some things we can't explain about the Bible. It's not easy. But are we intelligent enough to go to those Word and find it? Does He not give us a roadmap on how to handle it? When you stop and you think, it was pretty amazing. Years ago, it seems like eternity ago, that we talked about doing the study of Genesis and how the world was formed. How can you tell somebody how did Adam and Eve coexist? They didn't have no gun, they didn't have no spears, they didn't have nothing. How did they get along? Can you explain that? A world without sin? But I don't know about you. I want a superhuman Savior. I don't want a Savior that's like me. I want a Savior who can forgive me. And when I get hurt, I get my boo-boo on my knee, He also can pick me up, dust me off, and set me on my way. He takes me for my flaws. He knows not always what comes out of this big gaping hole up here is always going to be perfect. But He can change it where it is. How do we feel about the deity of Christ? Not only did He go to a cross and die for you, He come out of the grave for you. For you. Knowing how we're going to turn out. When you stop and you think, it's awesome. John chapter 17, verse 1 and verse 4, it says, "These words spake Jesus and lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee." No matter what was going on, what was Jesus doing? He wanted to glorify the Father. When you look at our relationships with our friends, if we love God, how could we not love each other? Now, I didn't say love the sin. Love the person. When you stop and you think about that situation earlier, and you could see in some of your faces how it was hurting, and you're remembering. Guess what? What would happen if you go and forgave that person? I don't care if it was the way you remember it. But one day I'll stand accountable to God. What happens when people see what you do? When they see love in you, how do they react? Sort of contagious. I give you an example, and if you don't believe it, try it. If I went on the news right now and I said, look, there's a hurricane heading for North Carolina, it will hit us Wednesday. How much bread is going to be in Walmart by this evening? None. How many batteries are going to be there? How much water? They will listen to the news. If you believe everything you hear on TV or you see on TV, trust me, right now Barney still has that one bullet in his pocket and he's going to make a citizen's arrest. But we're shocked. Jesus was always glorifying God, the Father. Even on that cross. How is it? Why do you think you have so much impact on people? Could it be your love? You have nothing else to offer. I'll give you an example. Miss Franks, when she came today, there was a lot of people. Oh, Miss Franks is here. They were happy. She is here. It meant something. Because they love her and she loves them. No matter what. All of you, we come together in this house because we care about each other. That's why we have prayer requests. How many people actually ask to pray for our next door neighbors? And do we know them? Do you know them personally, Miss Gail? Do you know them personally, Brother Jim? But guess what? We ask for prayer for them because we're concerned for our fellow man. It's love. How many times do we go out in front of somewhere and we see someone in need? And we just help them because we love them. But more importantly, we love our God. Who gave you that money, Miss Maxie? Who allowed you to have it? God. Is there any surprise why you can put it in and it just keeps coming? When you stop and you think, what can our government do? Nothing. Our God is so awesome. So why are we so afraid? Why shouldn't we want to tell more people about it? Earlier, y'all could remember that bad event, but when I started about talking about Christ dying on the cross, your face has changed. How about if you go tell someone else? All this fear will go away. The exhortation to the church. If you were on your deathbed, what would be the last words you would tell your family? You're on your way to heaven. What else?
Close to God.
Get close to God. What else?
Love God.
Love God. People. What else? That you love them. Go ahead, Miss Maxie. That I want them to be in heaven. Why are we waiting till our last breath? I'm telling you all right now, because I love each and every one of you. If you don't know who God is, let me know. If you're not saved, let me know. I'll camp out on your doorstep. I'll stay in your backyard. I'll come eat supper with you. We're getting that out of the way right now. So now, why don't we do that for the rest of our friends? My brother, my foster brother, he passed away last week. He had to be cremated and flown in from Las Vegas. We had his funeral service Wednesday. And everybody was like, well, we don't know. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. We got some serious problems then. If you don't know if he's saved, it ain't going to help you crying at the altar. That's not the time. That's too late. It's done. It's sealed. Why do we wait till that point? It's just like when you stop and you think, I don't care if you're divorced or not, when you first told that person you love them, why weren't the second thing you were trying to do is get them in church and tell them about God? Okay? But did you mean it when you said you loved them? Okay? There you go. But what happened? Are you Catholic now? Or is she Catholic now? So when you saw something very important in your life change, you brought it to their attention too. Jesus' last thing he said, you know, what was the most important commandment? What was that, Miss Rochelle? Now you yell at kids louder than that. She can talk from the front of the bus all the way to the back so much that the kids will snap to attention. Love one another. Got a question. If you love one another, how many commandments do you keep? All of them. It's just like when teaching firearm safety. Keep it pointed in a safe direction. As long as I keep it in a safe direction, I don't care. It can accidentally go off. If it goes off there, it's in a safe direction. It ain't going to destroy nothing. But if we love one another as we love us, man, that's pretty amazing. It's the love. Was that a request of Jesus? Hey, I think y'all would come out better. Or was that a commandment? Something authoritative. John 15, verse 13, it says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. A lot of times when I was on SWAT team, we had a saying that we would take a bullet for each other. And we meant just that. We had to have that bond, that trust, because we're going in some bad places. You're going through life with kids. Husbands. How do you keep husbands behaved? It's a miracle, isn't it? Scott goes off a lot. You got to rein him in. Why not get all the help you can? Am I wrong, Miss Franks? Mr. Sleepy, he would go left field quick. But you could rein him in. It's a group effort. And if you truly love somebody, it doesn't stop. It keeps coming. Love keeps coming around. The caring, the feeling. It just weren't a fleeting moment. I still remember Mr. Sleepy. Hey, you got any more M80s? He loved to shoot them fireworks, didn't he? I can tell you some of the other stories with him. I cared for him. I weren't even related other than this church. But I loved him. Y'all can remember people that you love and you cared about. They still stay in your memory. Brother Bear, you remember some of the things he would do? There was no telling what would be going off. Am I wrong? I mean, all of us started snickering then. No telling what would come out of that big, bumbling bottle of joy. He was happy. But he wouldn't tell everybody. You can think on those people. When you start loving, it doesn't matter. Our world changes so much, it gets us off balance. What is wrong with me going over and hugging Brother Jesse and say I love him? Because guess what? If I know God made him and God made me, and God's first commandment is love thy brother, guess what? I made the commandment. I beat him. We're so worried about the cootie virus, we'll wear a mask, we'll wear a shield, we'll sanitize. But guess what? Number one commandment is love thy brother. Guess what? If I hug him, I give him my mask, I take care of him more than myself. If I see he has a need, I support him. Guess what? That's 10 times more than that mask can do. Not only that, I get a direct connection with my God. How awesome is that? Why are we holding back? Why are we struggling so much on this earth for scraps that mean nothing? We're so worried about our cars, our hair. Trust me. It's like I told Christian last night. We were talking about hairstyles. I was like, don't worry about it. Trust me, in a few years, it'll be laying out on the floor. You ain't got to worry about it. Go and shave it and move on. Take one more thing off your plate. But everything changes. Why don't we care for each other and help each other? Let's carry someone to heaven with us. If you have a friend that's not saved, get it right today. I promise you. Don't wait. Don't let that connection stay separated. I bet you if Miss Rochelle don't have nothing for Mr. Don and Mr. Don don't have to work, I'd be willing to bet he'd go fishing again. I bet you, Mr. Reed, if you wanted to go camping and it weren't he could get away and Miss Jill didn't have honeydews, I bet you he would get away and go camping. I've never seen Mr. Gregor, if he didn't have something to do, that he wouldn't help cook. Or fellowship. Ladies, I've never seen, if there was something going on in this church, you know who will be here. Invite them. Grab some of these younger kids. Get them involved. Let's change. Let's really love one another. Let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time that we could come into your church. We thank you for this time that we can fellowship one with another. Please cleanse our hearts, our minds, that we can be useful vessels under your ministry, dear Heavenly Father. And just allow us just to reflect on the love that you have for us, that you went to some pretty horrific torture. That you cared, you loved for us so much. Just please put a hedge of protection around this church, this sanctuary. Just please keep Satan from interfering, dear Heavenly Father. Just please be with Pastor as he brings message. In Jesus' name, amen.